Katy Country 94 weather.
Pumphrey Trucking LLC provides municipal lime out of Beloit for agricultural application. They offer delivery and can apply accurately thanks to a lime spreader, which uses GPS with scales and a variable rate to make sure you get the right application for your field. The most recent test of lime was 75% effective calcium carbonate. Get the most out of your soil and fields with lime application from Pumphrey Trucking LLC. Call them today, 785-648-0051. That's 648-0051 to learn more and schedule your application today.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Mainly sunny this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 95. Southerly winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Mainly clear again tonight, lows dip down to about 69. Daytime highs approaching 93. Tomorrow, mainly clear. Upper 80s Sunday and Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 86.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems has been named one of America's 100 best hospitals for patient experience by the Women's Choice Award, a trusted referral source for the best in healthcare. The National Institute of Health recognizes that women make 80% of the healthcare decisions for their families. The award signifies that MCHHS has been ranked within the top 100 hospitals in comparison to all 25 to 100 bed hospitals throughout the nation. According to the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, good patient experience positively correlates to disease management, adherence to treatment plans, and healthy outcomes. Studies show that 86% of women would travel up to 50 miles for a hospital with a better patient experience. Providing excellent patient experience also enhances employee morale and satisfaction, thereby helping retain and recruit top talent. If you want to be a part of the best medical care that North Central Kansas has to offer, then MCHHS welcomes you. We are honored to be awarded this special designation, said Janelle Kiker, CEO of Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. We are servant leaders serving our calling, our community, and our patients. Our team provides a consistent high standard of care because we truly do care about you as a person. Earning the best patient experience designation signifies the commitment we have made to our mission to serve our patients and communities with exceptional health care in a compassionate and healing environment. Couple of job openings pass along to you. Circle Inn Restaurant in Osborne is looking for servers and cooks. Pick up an application at the Circle Inn Restaurant or call 785-221-9712. They are located at Highway 24 and 281 Junction there in Osborne. Agmark LLC is accepting applications for a customer service slash grain accounting position in their Beloit office. This full-time position is focused on providing quality service to the customers through answering phones, greeting customers, and processing grain purchase payments, all while being professional, friendly, and ensuring customer satisfaction. This position also maintains a variety of reports and files and assists in various other administrative office duties. Agmark LLC is a profitable company offering an excellent benefit package, including competitive wages, 401k, co-op retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO, and more. Agmark LLC is an equal opportunity employer. Applications will be taken until the position is filled. To apply, please contact Julie at 738-0763 or email julie.harrison@cvacoop.com or send resume to Agmark LLC, attention Julie, P.O. Box 568, Beloit, Kansas 67420. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, reminding you to join them for their Walk Run for Life coming up this Sunday, October the 1st at 3 p.m. at Chautauqua Park in Beloit. There'll be a 5K run, 5K walk, 1 mile walk, and kids races. $25 entry fee includes free t-shirt, while supplies last, meal, door prizes, and entertainment. Register today at heartchoicesbeloit.com or call 738-3433 to attend the Walk Run for Life for Heart Choices this Sunday, October the 1st. NEK-CAP Incorporated will be offering Love and Logic Early Childhood Parenting Made Fun classes. This five-class session parenting course developed by the Love and Logic Institute was designed to cut through the complexity of these very challenging topics and provide real solutions that can be applied immediately. Step-by-step instructions are provided for each of the five modules. The five-class session will be held on Wednesdays, October 4th through November 1st from 9 to 10:30 a.m. at the OCCK Beloit Regional Office Conference Room at 501 West 7th Street there in Beloit. All five sessions will be required to receive the certificate of completion. The workshop is open to parents of children ages birth through 6 years old, as well as mental health professionals and educators working with families. It will be facilitated by Katie Tran, Community Development Advocate. Pre-enrollment is necessary by October 2nd, which would be coming up on Monday. The cost for this course course is actually maybe Tuesday. The cost for this course is $9 for the book required. For more information or pre-register, contact Katie at 785-547-7136 or ktran at nekcap.org. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, katycountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Buckles him in the drive!
That three-run home run from Torkelson capped a seven-run seventh inning for the Tigers. They beat the Royals 7-3 on Thursday. More on the game coming up in this sportscast. We'll also look at local sports results from Thursday's action, the Kansas Volleyball Association rankings, a preview of high school football tonight, college football this weekend, Thursday night football recap, and the Chiefs are in primetime Sunday. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. In local sports, the Blue Cross Country Invitational took place on Thursday. You can find full results at ncksports.com. Maddie Howland of Smith Center won the girls' individual championship with a time of 15:28:20, 56 seconds better than second-place finisher. Carson Ford of El Saline took first place in the boys' individual race as Lance Landina Beloit was second, Johnny Hamill of Osborne third. Also on Thursday night in volleyball action, Smith Center getting a sweep over Republic County, winning both matches in two. The Lady Red are now 21-2. Smith Center is also ranked number three in the latest Kansas Volleyball Coaches Association rankings. You can find those at ncksports.com. Beloit comes in at number 2 in Class 3A. Sylvan Lucas number 7 in 1A Division 1. St. John's Tipton number 9 in 1A Division 2. Also on the website, you can find the fall sports postseason assignments from the Kansas State High School Activities Association. Also in local sports, KVA rankings are out for this week. Beloit still number 2 in Class 3A. Smith Center number 3 in 2A. Sylvan Lucas number 7 in 1A Division 1. St. John's Tipton number 9 in 1A Division 2. You can find the full rankings at ncksports.com. It's week 5 of the high school football season tonight. We have game night coverage starting at 5:40 with the Football Express presented by Cunningham Telephone and Cable on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Osborne hosting St. John's Tipton, 8-man Division 2 District 4 on Z96.3 through the Lake and the Beloit Trojan Channel at NCKSSports.com. Beloit's at Phillipsburg in 2A District 8. We'll conclude our game night coverage at 10:05 with the local high school football scoreboard show presented by State Farm Insurance in Beloit and Osborne. Other immediate area games tonight include the MPL, Lakeside at Thunder Ridge and non-district game. Rock Hills hosting El Saline. Lincoln at Clifton Clyde. Sylvan Lucas welcomes Central Plains. Pike Valley hosting Wakefield. Southern Cloud at home against Chase. And the Mid-Continent League Smith Center is at Oakley. And in the NCKL, Concordia travels to Hiawatha. The full schedule for tonight can be found at ncksports.com. Again on KD Country 94, kdcountry94.com tonight. I'll be in Osborne. The Bulldogs host the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays in 8-man Division 2 District 4. Both teams won their district openers last week. Osborne's 3-1. St. John's Tipton 1-3 overall. Blue Jays coach Dean Gingler on how they'll try to get Osborne out of their comfort zone on defense.
We try to use some formation stuff, you know, try to put them in positions they don't particularly want to be in. I think they would rather everybody sit inside and kind of pound it inside. That's not a game that we're real well suited for, but move guys around to try to keep them a little off guard.
On the other sideline, Bulldogs coach Steve Tiernan on the St. John's Tipton offense.
I feel pretty good about the matchup. They're not just a running team or they're not just a passing team. They can do both of them pretty well, so definitely have to be on our toes. I mean, that, you're not going to be able to crowd the line of scrimmage to stop the run game because they can throw the ball too and vice versa. So we'll have to play, you know, every inch of the field for sure.
Osborne and St. John's Tipton kick off at 7 o'clock, pregame at 6:30 tonight on KD Country 94. On Z96.3 Through the Lake, video stream of the Beloit Trojan Channel at ncksports.com. The Trojans travel to Phillipsburg in 2A District 8 action. Beloit 2-2, 1-0 in the district. The Panthers are 2-2 and 0-1. Beloit coach Brad Gober says they need to take advantage of the size up front.
Running that flex zone offense, you know, they're not a very, very big team. They've got the Rodriguez kid's a big kid, and the quarterback's a big kid, but, you know, and the Seams kid's a good-sized kid, but, you know, overall, they're not all that huge, and so we've got to find a way to move them off the football, be sound in our blocking schemes.
New Phillipsburg coach Ross Coombs is concerned about that size as well.
They're a big physical team, like always, tough, disciplined. They do things the right way. They're the kind of high school team that can grind out 4 or 5 yards every single play and have a 13, 15-play drive and put it in at the end. And yeah, just always dangerous.
Pre-game for Beloit and Phillipsburg, 6:30 tonight on Z96.3 with Wade Gerstner and Don Clover calling the action. In college football, number 24 Kansas hits the road on Saturday to take on number 3 Texas. Both teams enter the game 4-0 overall, 1-0 in the Big 12. 2 years ago, Kansas went to Austin and upset the Longhorns, but KU coach Lance Leipold insisted on looking past that this week. week and is expecting a big challenge from the Texas offense.
Coach Sarkisian, the stamp he's put on it offensively, he's one of the best play callers in the country. The movements and shifts and different looks that he gives, how they spread the ball above, the playmakers that they have, huge up front and very athletic. It's definitely a huge challenge for us.
KU and Texas kick off at 2:30 on Saturday, and fans can catch the game on Z96.3 through the Lake pregame coverage at 2 o'clock. Elsewhere in the Big 12, Cincinnati and BYU play tonight in Provo at 9:15 on ESPN. K-State has the weekend off. They'll play next Friday night at Oklahoma State. Saturday, Houston is at Texas Tech at 2:30. Baylor goes to UCF at 2:30. Number 14, Oklahoma hosts Iowa State at 6, and West Virginia is at TCU at 7 o'clock. Also Saturday, Nebraska jumps back into Big 10 play. They're 2-2 and 0-1 of the conference, facing number 2, Michigan, which is 4-0 and 1-0. Kickoff at 2:30 on Fox from Memorial Stadium. Other top matchups in the top 25 include number 10, Utah, number 19, Oregon State tonight. Number 13, LSU goes to number 20, Ole Miss Saturday, and 11th-ranked Notre Dame is at number 17, Duke Saturday night. The full schedule can be found at NCAA.com. Thursday night football in the NFL. David Montgomery ran for 121 yards and 3 touchdowns as the Lions beat the Packers 34-20 in Green Bay to move to 3-1. Packers dropped to 2-2 with the loss. Chiefs are back on the field Sunday night. They will head east to face the Jets. KC 2-1 while New York enters 1-2. Jets defensive tackle Quinnen Williams got a big contract in the offseason but still doesn't have a sack this season. However, Chiefs coach Andy Reid still concerned about Williams and the Jets defense.
Fantastic player. He's young and explosive and kind of wreaks havoc inside. Now, he's not the only one. They've got really two full lines. And you probably could add a couple of rushers outside, so 10 guys that bring it. They're going to throw fastballs at you.
Chiefs and Jets will kick off at 7:20 Sunday night. Pregame at 6 o'clock on Z96.3 Through the Lake. For the full schedule this weekend, visit NFL.com. Well, that's heard at the beginning of the sportscast. The Tigers finished off a 3-game sweep of the Royals Thursday afternoon in baseball. They opened the day tacking on 4 more runs to the suspended game from Wednesday, winning 8-0. The final game of the series followed, where the Royals took a 3-0 lead after a 2-run homer from Michael Massey in the third. Stayed that way until the Tigers put up 7 runs in the 7th, capped by a 2-run homer from Spencer Torkelson. Detroit finished with a 7-3 win. Kansas City now 54-105 on the season. They'll return home to finish the season with 3 games against the Yankees. Game 1 tonight at 7:10. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.